Now, I bet everything that you just saw and you just heard reminds you of a wedding. And what I want to tell you this afternoon, that in the 16th century, if you were looking at Titian's painting of sacred and profane love, absolutely everything in it as well would remind you of a wedding. Now, before I talk about it, I'm going to remove my wedding veil. And I want to talk a little bit first, before we come to Titian, about how one got married during the Renaissance. As we've already heard, Dora mentioned earlier, that it was an arrangement usually made between two families. The two fathers would get together and they would sign a contract. They would agree on how much the dowry was going to be worth. And then the bride and groom, usually for the first time, would meet when a ring was exchanged. And you can see here in a late 15th century fresco in Florence by the school of Domenico Ghirlandaio that in this case, the girl's family didn't have enough money for her dowry, so a company, the Bonomini, have provided the dowry for her. And you can see as the ring is put on her finger, the groom is getting paid off down here. He's getting coins in his hand. In another more or less contemporaneous painting from the Veneto by someone named Michele da Verona, which is now in Berlin, you can see once again the very same thing happening, that the groom is putting a ring on the bride's hand. And I have to say, when the ring goes on to the hand, that was the legal moment of the marriage. But the whole festivities would take sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes even over a year to have the marriage ceremonies and festivities all be completed. And as Andrea Baer's really excellent essay in the introduction to the catalog explains, these procedures varied from Rome to Florence to Venice. But in general, even though some of them might have been a bit different, the concept behind it was more or less the same. But you might notice what the bride is very subtly doing, that she is revealing, she's opening her skirt. So if she accepts the ring, which is her really saying, yes, I will marry you, she's actually showing what she is bringing to the wedding, which is her genitive power.